This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
There we go. All right, we're going to calm the music down. We've got a couple callers on the line, and we're joining you again, the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Alan Ellis here, and we've got a couple callers. We got Bob from Wild Mineral on the line. Just hold the line there a minute, Bob. We got to talk to our buddy Norb in his car. Good morning, Norb. How are you?
Fine, Alan. Nice to talk with you this morning.
Yes, indeed. How you doing?
Well, I'm getting better, thank you.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Didn't know you were under the weather.
Well, I had an eye operation.
Oh.
And as a result, most people it takes a day or two to recover.
Yeah.
Looks like it's 3 weeks for me.
Oh. So. Did you have the laser surgery done, Norm?
No, actually, I had a cataract removed.
Oh, yes, yes.
I have an underlying problem in my eye anyway, and that just made it worse.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
It'll take a long time to bounce back.
Oh, sorry to hear that. So are you wearing a patch?
No.
No.
It's actually better to expose my eye to the elements.
I see.
Because evaporation actually helps my eye.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that sounds crazy, but that actually helps.
So. That's you, brother.
That's me. Okay, yep. Crazy. Right. What I was going to talk about for just a moment
yes, sir.
Was the fact that you talked about rockfish a little bit and everything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The big story in rockfish for the week for me was when some of the people who work for me, you know, I got a bunch of young guys,
yep.
old guys too, but young guys came in having spent a spectacular day on the Susquehanna Flats on Tuesday
mm-hmm.
witnessing rockfish spawning.
Oh, they saw them spawning. That's pretty
they
cool.
They were in the middle of it.
Wow.
Tailing fish all over the place, you know, male fish, you know, all over the place.
Yeah.
Male fish attacking their trolling motor, to give you an idea.
Oh, wow.
You know, the whole, you know, anything viable was being attacked.
Sounds like a frenzy to me, huh?
Exactly. It was a spawning frenzy.
Ooh.
This was the first time these guys had ever seen that. I've only seen it once myself.
Yeah.
On a Nanticoke.
Orgy on the flats, huh?
They were on the Susquehanna Flats where this was taking place.
That's pretty cool.
It wasn't even in the big river.
Yeah. Now, the flats, I'm guessing there's not a lot of water being run up there right now because there's not a lot of water to be run. So in a case where the water is as low as it is, that would be predictable to be able to see something like that. That's pretty neat.
And all those little channels in there and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, neat.
Packed with fish.
Cool.
So now the reason I bring it up to you also, besides the event and everything, but the fact of the matter is that it would be nice to hear from someone who knows the biology how the conditions this year might contribute to a
successful spawn. Yeah, that's great.
Exactly.
That's you know what, we can certainly certainly put that out there. We know some of those folks are listening to us, and we'll see what happens between now and the end of the show. See if we get it emails or phone calls or anything like that. So
right. If not, then this week for next week's program, one way or the other.
Exactly.
I mean, we're going to have a mixed bag here of weather.
Yeah.
And so forth, but I don't see them being washed out.
Have any of your customers mentioned anything about Hickory Shad yet?
Well, the number of people interested in that has gone up dramatically.
Right.
Now, people are catching Hickory Shad, but not so much with a fly rod at the moment.
Where are they catching them? In the main river? On the high water conditions? Yeah,
main
river, high water conditions. Yep. That's what I thought. Okay.
That situation.
Yep,
so,
when they run the...
And I have no doubt that those rockfish are right on their heels no matter what.
So. Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Okay. Well, I just want to check in there. And
appreciate that. That's a great story. I'd like to witness that sometime myself. That's pretty cool.
Extraordinary event.
Yes indeed. All right. Thank
have
you, Norbert.
A good week.
You
yes,
too.
Sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
There goes Norbert. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Alan.
Good, good. How are things in the wild world?
They're doing great.
Good.
Better than ever.
That's good. And you're going to be at Clyde Sports Shop today with Wild Minerals.
Yep. I'll be leaving here about 8, head down there and get there set up by 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, 10 to 4 today. Maybe I'll swing by there on my way to the Eastern Shore. I told you I got to go over to Rock Hall today. I'm going to be the master of ceremonies at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet there in Rock Hall for the Eastern Shore chapter. So
that's great.
Looking forward to that.
Waiting for you.
Yeah, well, good. Very good. Now, is Breck Hill going to be with you today?
Yes, she will.
Oh, boy.
Yep, I've touched base with her, and she is ready to go.
That's great. Yep. Well, now, Wild Mineral, they've been around for not that long, just a couple years, but knowing Jeremy and meeting the guy and listening to his philosophy, he's a pretty smart dude that developed this stuff, isn't he?
Yes, he started a few years before, you know, we actually went out to the public.
Right.
So this, the mineral product, which is our main product that
right.
we started with, he tested it for many a year before we went out, and, you know, he was using it. A lot of guys in the area were using it, making saying, "Hey, you need to do this big time." So that's what we finally did.
Sure, sure. Now it's a supplement, an attractant, and then you've got one called Maxi One. It's a deer feed,
right?
You got Field Fire or Ground Fire and Power Blend. What is all that all about?
Well, the minerals are the Ground Fire, Sweet Addiction, and Orchard Blend. That's
okay,
the three mineral.
That's
products.
The minerals. Okay,
right. Then you have the Maxi One is a grain mixture.
Okay.
15% protein.
Yep.
And we also have a deer feed, wild deer feed, which is a pelletized feed.
Right.
18%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you're talking about.
When you're saying about, you're saying about a 15% protein, I guess a deer can't utilize more than about 15 to 18% protein. Is that right? So
that
anything that's over that is overkill.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
That's correct. Now, a lot of guys using the pellet feed at deer farms and that kind of thing.
Right.
So you need that higher protein because they're not out in the woods.
Not out in the woods. Not working it off.
Right.
Okay. I got you.
Now, the food plots that you were bringing up, the Field Fire, is one of our food plots.
Yeah.
Has alfalfa and Ladino clover and crimson clover.
Got it all in there in one little
right.
box. Okay.
Right. And then the other one is the Power Blend.
Right.
It has oats, sunflowers, forage bean, and forage peas in it.
Wow, okay.
Now, both of those, the guys want to pick them up and get them out now.
Yep.
You know, the main thing we try to get guys to do is not wait, especially with the minerals.
Right.
You know, guys,
minerals right now are vital because you've got the antler growth getting started. You've got the milk production starting to rise for the fawns that are coming here in a month or two.
Right.
So yeah, I mean it's time. It's time to get your minerals out. It's time to get your food plots planted. That's for sure.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that we need guys to understand.
Yep.
A lot of them think, well, I'll wait till right before hunting season.
Yeah, well, they got to understand that the farmers are out there planting now for a reason. That's
right.
They're planting their corn and they're planting their crops now, their soybeans and everything else, and next month or so is really the time to do that. The mineral part, though, I understand that because, you know, antlers are eventually turned into bone, and
right.
that's calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And they need that, and, of course, you need calcium for milk production, too.
Right.
So.
Yeah, the biggest thing, you need calcium and phosphorus for
right.
antler production.
Yep.
And, you know, the biggest thing for antler growth also, you need age, genetics, and nutrition.
Yep.
And biggest thing we can do is the nutrition part.
Right.
There's not a whole lot, you know, you can do things about age and that if you have the right place to hunt.
But right.
nutrition, that's a big thing that we can, as hunters, can take care of.
Sure.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yep. Exactly right. And sometimes you got soil that's not in the woods, it's not that good. You can
right.
you can plant a little. As a matter of fact, we've got an article coming up in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly about a hunting plot
right.
that you can plant right out there in the woods and how to plan that. And, you know, it's not necessarily a square acre. It can be an hourglass shape or something like that, you know, where you've got a little pinch point there where you put your stand. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do.
Right.
And you got the perfect products for doing that. So
yeah, we have whatever they need, and that's
good.
What we try to do. We're trying to meet all their needs to get their herd healthier and to grow the bigger buck.
Well, a lot of people are into quality deer management right now, and we're pleased that you're a sponsor of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and glad to talk about Wild Minerals here on the Outdoors and Radio Show for you. So
I appreciate that.
All right, Bob. Thank you very much. We'll see you.
Say one more thing.
Sure.
Anybody that wants to come down to Clyde's today,
yep.
make sure they see us. We'll have a booth set up.
Right.
And tell them that Mineral Bob told you to come here, and I got some free stuff to give away for probably the first 5 or 10 people.
Mineral Bob said, stop by and see us at Clyde's Sports Shop. Get free stuff because they heard about it on the Outdoors and Radio Show.
It.
Huh?
You got it.
Perfect. I'll be down for my free stuff. No, I hope it's all gone by the time I get there.
I'll find something for you.
All right, Bob. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, thanks. Alan.
All right, buddy. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, we got Melody. Remember Melody from last week, the lady in the tent? How are you, Melody?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you?
No, it's Alan. How are you, Melody?
Mr. Ellis? Oh, I'm sorry. Alan.
Yeah, Alan. That makes me feel much better.
I'm sorry. One of your friends called me and, excuse me, he came down to my camp and brought me a slamming tent.
Cool.
I'm telling you, it's great. And then he came down here and he worked all day down here in my camp. It was raining. And he brought his 80-year-old mom with him.
No kidding.
Yes. And not only that, he put it up for me and he gave me a security system.
Well, that's a great thing. Yeah.
Great. Well, I just wanted to call and thank you.
Thank Mike. He's the guy that did all that.
Yep, he sure did. I'm telling you, him and his mom were some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
Yep, I've been in touch with Mike, and I'm just glad to hear that you got taken care of. The zippers fixed on your tent?
No, he actually gave me a new tent.
New tent?
Oh, you ought to see it. It's slamming.
Cool.
I'm so grateful, and if it wouldn't be for you, I would have never met him.
Well, I appreciate that, and we just do what we can. So,
all right. Thank you, Mr. Ellis.
All right, Melody. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She called me Mr. Ellis again. All right. Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Now, you heard about those spawning rockfish up on the flats, and, well, it's trophy season. Starts today. Big old fish. You got to find out how big they got to be to get a citation. And a lot of citations will come today. Trust me. And all those people will be eligible to win the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center or out in Garrett County, or even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. And you could be one of those people. All you have to do from now through Labor Day is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, well, guess what? You're in. That's how easy it is. There are more than 60, count them, 60 species of fish in freshwater. Tonto Rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, or you can visit www.dnr, that's Department of Natural Resources, .maryland.gov, G-O-V. For all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge, honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? That's the question I need to ask you. Hey, you know what? If you enjoy gardening, it's time for me again to tell you about our friend, the Schillinger family, at Papa John's Farm. I always recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. It's where I shop. That's where I get my corn. Oh, good stuff. My tomatoes in season. That's where we used to buy our flowers and plants. And Papa John's greenhouses are absolutely bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat perennials by the pot. Bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets. Just almost hundreds and hundreds of hanging baskets. Pansies, impatiens, petunias. And they even carry the proven winter specialty plants, if you know what those are as a gardener. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too. If you want to plant some tomatoes in your garden, tasty tomatoes, squash, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers, all the herbs, fresh herbs, you got to love it. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses and make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Just think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or your farm or your church. Mother's Day is coming soon, too. Don't forget, call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. That's 969-5909. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. That's right, right off I-97 at Exit 12 on New Cut Road. You'll see the big barn and the greenhouses right there.
A sunny start to our Saturday here in Baltimore, but we'll watch for clouds to pick up as we head through the day. And by late this afternoon, wouldn't be surprised to see a few scattered thunderstorms around. Our high all the way up to 81. Thunderstorms around this evening, and we'll see some rain through the overnight as well. The low 51. I'm Jason Beck from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store. This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. Say you just lost your wallet with $40 cash in it. You'd feel bad, right? There's the inconvenience of canceling cards, getting a new driver's license, and so on. But what if you lost your smartphone?
You could potentially be losing about $850 to $900. And on top of that, your contacts and different passwords. Losing your smartphone is really actually a big deal.
Oh, it is. MarketWatch columnist Jeanette Pavini knows of a woman whose iPhone was stolen on public transit. She didn't have phone insurance. Her renter's insurance didn't cover the loss, and she was told if she canceled her phone contract, she'd be liable for a hefty early termination fee. In the end, she paid a small fortune. By the way, if you insure your phone, read the fine print.
Keep in mind, you're not getting a new phone when you have your insurance get you the phone when you apply for that. It's actually going to come back as a refurbished phone, so it is not new.
Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal report.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with Fiona. Fiona here was just telling me the Ford dealer sells something like a new tire every 5 seconds. How's that possible?
Well, Ford purchases about 3 million tires a year.
Seems like a lot of tires.
11 major brands.
And you just sold one right now.
We also have what's called low price tire guarantee.
How's that work?
We'll beat anybody's advertised price guarantee.
And get a $100 rebate when you buy four select tires.
You're not going to run out, are you?
Absolutely not.
Promise?
I promise.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 5/31/12.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680
WCBM. All right, we're back. Let's talk to, Sally in Charles Village, and then we've got Matt in Towson. Hang on there, Matt. We're going to talk to Sally. She wants to talk about the right to arm bears. How are you, Sally?
Fine, thank you, Alan. Here's the thing. I haven't heard any proclamations out of Mitt Romney on the right to carry around a gun, and until I do in his own voice, I would be very mistrustful of that situation.
Well, Sally, we're going to work on something here for you. Mitt Romney did address the National Rifle Association Foundation and promised to uphold our Second Amendment rights just this week.
Oh, did he?
He
okay.
did. Yes, he did. And we'll try to find that clip, and maybe we can play that for you in his own voice so we can put your mind at ease. Yeah, and Sally, just so you know, we've got your phone number now recorded, so we're going to start the Outdoorsman Radio Show robocalls to your home pretty soon. What do you think?
That's funny.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll try and find that clip, and we'll see what he has to say.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sally. Thank you. Bye bye. There she goes. Let's talk to Matt in Towson. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Sometimes you just make me mad. You know what I mean?
Hey, well, buddy, go ahead. Lay it on me. Why do I make you mad?
No, I'm just kidding. I've called you a few times. I'm still bent over the hunting license issue, the fee. But that's okay. That's another story. But, you know, you...
No, wait. You're bent over it. Does that mean you were in favor of the increase or opposed to the increase?
I'm strictly opposed because it's just like everything else, Alan. You give me all these things that they need the money for.
Yep.
And I can tell you that if we paid for them all, guess what? There'd be 10 new programs next year that need being paid for. Where does it end? You know what I mean?
Oh, look, I totally agree with you 100%. But here's what's happened, Matt. The administration has cut over $1 million for Department of Natural Resources out of the budget. Gone.
Okay.
No, wait. They put money back in. They put $248,000 back in, but it was dedicated. It all went to Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. That's the only taxpayer-funded part of DNR wildlife now that's out there, okay? That $250,000, $248,000, you know, what's a thousand here or there, that came from taxpayers out of the budget into the Department of Natural Resources, goes right out the door to the other, out the other side to Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. Okay? There, well, none of that money goes for any programs that the DNR is conducting right now.
And all I'm saying, Deanna, is I just wish they give it, just, I just wish
let
that
me,
it had come at another time. You know what I mean?
Matt, yeah, I wish gas prices were $2 a gallon. It's
it's
a bad time.
Why couldn't they've done things that are voluntary? You know what I mean? Why can't we have a box to check or something like
that? Well, let me tell you what it was, Matt. It was a very poor marketing job. All right, they've known that the increase bill was coming. They didn't know how much. They determined that back in the fall, late fall. They figured out how they were going to do that. They just had that bill that was embargoed. It was embargoed by the administration, and they couldn't release it. I had the numbers. I couldn't tell you what the numbers were. The day that I talked about that on the show, when I said, "What would you pay? What would it be worth?" I knew what the numbers were. I had them in front of me. I had them right here in my hot little hands, okay? I couldn't release them. The department couldn't release them. There was a stakeholders meeting in early February, or late January, early February, where it was talked about. The session was already in play, okay? The bill hadn't been introduced. It had been written, but it got jammed up in the whole process, in that whole cog and wheel thing that they call the General Assembly. It got jammed up in that whole process. The numbers came out in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. People went nuts because, it hadn't been explained properly. There was very little coming from wildlife because they couldn't talk about it. The bill hadn't dropped yet. It was embargoed, and it was a very, very bad marketing job. I think they should have started back at last fall during the hunting season, putting out press releases. Hey, we need to increase our hunting license next year in the General Assembly. Just want you to be aware of that and let people talk about it and calm down about it. But the way it was put out, the way it was done, was just, it was rough. It was rough. And here's the other thing. All the Republicans got their marching orders from folks in the NRA and basically said, no new tax bills. Don't you pass a tax bill. You know, the NRA helps your campaign, and, you know, we're opposed to a hunting license increase in Maryland. What the hell does that have to do with anything, and why? Okay? They don't understand the lack of funding from the public trust. They don't understand how our wildlife system is funded here. Well, I'm sure they know. But, you know, the federal dollars are starting to decline. The matching funds from the Pittman-Robertson Act, the license sales have been kind of holding steady but not really doing anything in the last 20 years. And, you know, these programs become more and more expensive.
My beef, maybe it's not technically with the honey thief. It's just maybe I have a chip on my shoulder in general towards the state of Maryland.
Well, yeah, probably. And we all do.
You know?
Yeah, we all do. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, look, I have a small business here in Maryland. I own no property. I run a business out of my house. I am an LLC, okay? All the income comes right through my pocket, okay? I got to pay and it grinds me every time I got to do it. Every April 15th, I got to pay a business property tax. It's $300 a year. For what? For the privilege of doing business in Maryland and not owning any property. $300 a year.
I understand.
Okay, and it annoys me no end. But I also know, knowing what I know, knowing who I know, knowing what I do and how I'm involved, what shortfalls there are in the department. And that's why I'm telling you that I was in favor of the hunting license fee increase. A lot of listeners disagreed with me. And I got crucified online, but that's okay. I got to stand for something. I stand for conservation, and I stand for having a science-based wildlife management program here in Maryland. I don't want to fly by the seat of my pants.
I got you. Well, look, the real reason I called.
Okay.
I will defend Ted to a certain extent, and the reason I say that is, you know, I think he gives us at least sportsmen gun rights, whether you like him or dislike him. He does give you a venue that most likely that you would never hear or see. You know what I mean?
I disagree, but that's okay.
I mean, I think that he communicates to people that would probably never know anything about, you know, hunting or gun rights. That, you know what I mean?
I think he puts all of us in a bad light, to be quite honest with you, with this kind of language and this kind of behavior. Well, I mean, look, that's twice now since 2010 that he's, in the last 2 years, he paid $7,500 for poaching in California. He paid $10,000 for violating the Lacey Act in Alaska. And his lawyer said, oh, it's some poorly written, ill-conceived, out-of-date law up there that if you wound a bear, you know, that counts against your bag limit. Well, that's their law, so abide by it. You know, I mean, you look in the camera and you go, we tried our hardest to get this bear, you know, and he says it was grazed by an arrow. I guess it was probably a little more than grazed, you know, and I don't know what the investigation showed. I didn't get that far into it. This just hit yesterday, last night, as a matter of fact. But, you know, there he's paid $17,500 in fines for wildlife violations. He says his license suspended in California. He's had his license suspended in Alaska. Don't lecture me about hunting and ethics. Trust me, I'm not taking it from him anymore. You know,
that's fair. But I still say he does do some good. I mean, you got
to
give him a little credit.
To who?
Well, I mean,
to who? I mean, you want to stand there at the NRA convention and there's Ted Nugent. Oh my God, there's Ted Nugent. Slobber, slobber. Yay! Oh yeah, chop their heads off. That's great, Ted. We love you. Go NRA. Give me a break, please.
Well,
please.
I mean, he does. He's a great gun advocate. I mean, he does. He has a voice.
Yeah, yeah. And so was John Dillinger, a great gun advocate.
Oh, come on, now, Al. That's comparing apples and oranges. That's not a fair.
Hey, thing. Hyperbole. Hyperbole. You're an intelligent person. That's what he said.
I know, but, and, you know, I find it ironic, too, when the news story came out, too. I heard that he was investigated by the Secret Service.
He was.
Okay, so, look, isn't that kind of ironic? Here's the he's getting investigated by the service because of what he said. Here's a Secret Service under scrutiny for what they do. It's a little difference. You know what I mean? I'm just
Secret Service is sworn to protect the president. All right, just because they can't keep their willy in their pants doesn't mean that they're not doing their job. Seriously. Was national security compromised?
That's my point. That's
who
my
knows?
Point.
Who knows? Was the president threatened by somebody who said, let's be Braveheart and go out in that battlefield and chop their heads off? Hyperbole! If President Obama is elected by this time next year, I'll either be dead or in jail. What does that mean? If you're a paranoid administration, what can you infer from those? And what better whipping boy to put up on the public stage than Ted Nugent?
Couldn't agree with you more.
That is embarrassing to us as hunters and gun owners.
Well, I mean, you know, he knows he's a marked man. You know what I mean,
Matt? If you're not embarrassed by the guy, you're looking the wrong direction. You got to be embarrassed by the guy. If you're a legitimate hunter who obeys the laws, if you're a legitimate gun owner, you got to be embarrassed by the guy. If you're Mitt Romney, you got to be cringing that the guy's not going to say mention your name in a sentence anymore.
Well, I hope all I can say to you, Al, is I hope he does redeem himself, because I feel like he is a pretty powerful voice at times, and unfortunately,
yeah, he's very powerful. He's very powerful. That's the problem. I want you to go online. I want you to Google this story. I want you to go to the Huffington Post or any of these agencies that run this story that was printed by or that was written by Rachel DiOro from the Associated Press. Go and
but that's not a trust. Can we trust that organization?
Hey, look, I can't trust Ted Nugent anymore. the facts are right. Go on any of these multitude of media. They're celebrating that this guy got punished. And you ought to read the comments. They're vile. The language, the rhetoric is horrible. They call this man every name in the book. But that's what that kind of stuff inspires. Do you understand? You don't get away with this stuff in this electronic age. You don't get away with this kind of stuff without getting hammered. And if people on the Huffington Post are responding, people all over the country are responding. He's not a good spokesman for us this week.
Well, maybe not this week.
He's not a good spokesman for us.
I tell you this much, Al. I do appreciate one thing about him. I love the way he steps on toes. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not.
Hey, Matt, am I stepping on your toes?
No.
Okay. But are we having a discussion?
We're having, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, a couple months ago, he had an interview on Piers Morgan, and they, on whatever that, one of them shows, anyway, I happened to find it on Google.
Yeah, I know. I've seen all that.
And he did a pretty good job, you know what I mean? But
when you've got this hiding, don't lecture me about poaching when you're paying fines in California and you've lost your privileges in California and Alaska and you're paying fines in Alaska. You violated the Lacey Act of federal laws. You've baited deer in a state where you're not allowed to bait. You baited deer on a federal land. Don't lecture me about, you know, oh, well, you know, I don't think a guy should lose his right to keep and bear arms over a deer. Well, Ted Buddy, maybe not. And I don't think you lost your right to keep and bear arms, but you sure as hell can't go back to Alaska and hunt, and you can't go to California and hunt. How's that make the rest of us look? Thanks, buddy.
Alan, look, I'm not going to argue with you. I agree with you 100%. All I'm saying is that I still, even though he has some flubs,
Oh, my God.
Come on, work with me here.
You're barking at the wrong tree, buddy.
Well, That's a great thing about America. We can agree to disagree.
Well, that's true. And you know what? I celebrate Ted Nugent's right to say whatever the hell he wants, even if he's wrong, even if he's a moron, even if he hurts our cause, even if he turns people away, even if he drives people away from the conservative camp, even if he offends a lot of people that won't vote for our candidate against this guy that's in there now. I defend his right to do so. What do you think? Gotta go.
I'm gonna go read.
Gotta go. Go read. Thanks, Matt. There we go, Matt. Excuse me. All right, we got to take a short break. But before we do, we're gonna play the clip that Sally wanted to hear. Is that the one about Mitt? Okay, go ahead, Pat.
You know, we need a president who will enforce current laws, not create new ones that only serve to burden lawful gun owners. President Obama has not. I will. We need a president who will stand up for the rights of hunters and sportsmen and those who seek to protect their homes and their families. President Obama has not. I will. And if we're going to safeguard our Second Amendment, it's time to elect a president who will defend the rights President Obama ignores or minimizes. And I will protect the Second Amendment rights of American people.
Okay. Sally, I hope you liked that one. And if you did hear that, Sally, please give us a call back. If you didn't, we'll play it again. We'll be glad to do that. All right, let's see. Should we talk to Mike or should we take a break? Let's talk to Mike real quick. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing, Alan?
Good, Mike. What's up?
I had a rough week, huh?
Yeah.
I'm in Harrisburg right now, and I couldn't get the show, and I'm trying to do it on the computer.
Okay. WCBM.com.
Yeah, no, I missed the whole first part of the show.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Did the Ted Lady call in?
Ted Lady just called in this hour. Yes, she did. Her name's Melody, and she thanked you very much for coming over and providing her with a new tent and working with her on that. She was very, very grateful.
Did she tell you what happened after this week?
No.
Well, when I put up the tent, she had her bicycle chained to a tree.
Yeah.
And somebody, I put an alarm system on, everything for her. I put a camera. I don't know if she told you that.
No.
Well, the alarm went off one night.
Yeah.
And she didn't go out because she was scared. And somebody stole her bike.
Oh, man.
Now I'm going to go down and give her a new bike. And all she's worried about is, does it have a basket? Because that's how she gets her groceries back.
Man. I'll tell you what.
But it was a whole, like, why the heck do people do that to people?
People are just mean.
Such a nicer. But I gave her a security system. I got to make sure she does it right. But
yep.
She is secluded. She's in a safe spot. She knows
good.
What she's doing.
Good. Glad to hear it. Okay.
It was a very good day.
Goodbye. I hope you're feeling better.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay.
And the kids with the turkeys, did they call you yet?
Not yet. Nope.
They should call you.
Well, we'll see what happens. We got a while, and if we don't hear from them, we'll just tell them. We'll just tell our listeners. Okay.
All them two boys did get their turkeys.
Oh well, then you already told them. Yeah, the two boys that called last week, Cody and Devin, they both were able to kill a turkey on the first day, youth day last year. Their dad Kevin called them in, and they'd called the show, and we talked about what they were going to do that day. So it was great. It was great.
And they are so happy, and I thank you for all your help.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. You know that.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks,
that's
Mike.
All.
See you, buddy.
I'll see you, buddy.
All right. Take care. Bye,
bye.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Wow. Those conversations wear me out. That's all right. I think I can hold my own. Hey, what's in your bed? I mean your truck bed. Protect your truck bed with a Linex protective spray-on bed liner like I did. Offered by Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. Bay Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, period. Do you want colors for your truck or your heavy equipment? Well, the Linex with color-coded DuPont Kevlar uses your existing paint code to provide you with a factory-finished look, offering superior protection. Linex spray-on bed liners are rated number one in customer satisfaction. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provides mobile service to your job site for commercial and industrial applications, from underground holding tanks to secondary containments to styrofoams and plastics. Well, they all need protection, and Linex protective coatings are there to help you. The coatings have been tested by the Air Force Research Lab and the Army Corps of Engineers, and now Linex lines the walls of the Pentagon in case of another attack. You want to know more? Visit Bay Linex at Glen Burnie, online at baylinex.com, or stop by. Bay Linex is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, Bay I, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Now, don't be fooled by imitations. Call 410-789-0199. Ask for Bobby Hawkins. Mention the Outdoors and Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors. Learn how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. That number is 410-789-0199. Linex at Glen Burnie, now more than just bedliners. Excuse me. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, I want to tell you about Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Hand-tied, hand-painted. These are parachutes and bucktails and even umbrella rigs from Fishbones Bait and Tackle. That's right. They mold them all right there. They paint them all right there. They're in beautiful colors. If you like Raven's colors, I saw those. They got those in black and purple, too. Pretty cool stuff for fishing with it. Fishbones Bait and Tackle. But I want to tell you about the Crab Steamers. Stainless steel, made here in Maryland. They are great. Half bushel, bushel, and bushel and a half sizes. It'll be the last crab steamer you ever need to buy. They've got to come with a basket and a lid, and they are superb. Superb. That's right. They're not this little aluminum tinny stuff. No. This is the good heavy-duty stuff, that's for sure. And they've got all the bait. They've got all the tackle. They've got all the instruction that you could need, one, or imagine for fishing. And Bud will give you an up-to-date and accurate fishing report. 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle. 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena. Take Route 100 to the end. Hit Mountain Road, 2.5 miles on the right towards Gibson Island. Fishbones Bait and Tackle.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Woo, that was good. Let's talk to Sally again, and then we'll get right to Glenn in Easton. Good morning. Sally, again, what's up?
Good morning. I heard the Romney clip.
Okay. Is that it? Okay. We didn't hang up on Sally. Sally said she heard it. So, Mr. Glenn in Easton, how are things in Easton this morning?
Well, things are great. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, everybody's out turkey hunting, I guess, this morning.
Turkey, striped bass fishing. First day of spring trophy season.
So I just wanted to comment about the I just picked up on the Ted Nugent comments. I didn't realize he was banned from hunting in a couple of places. I didn't know that.
Well, just yesterday he pled guilty, or this week the story came out. He pled guilty in Alaska to killing a bear illegally in southeast Alaska. Apparently, he wounded a bear, and then killed a second bear. If you wound a bear in Alaska, it's considered that you've taken it. And he said he had an arrow glance off of one. Well, I suspect it was probably a little bit more than that, but we'll go with what he says. But at least we know there was a wounded bear. It was considered that he had harvested that bear. He killed another bear and transported it off of federal land, U.S. Forest Service property. Used a number of bear baiting sites on U.S. Forest Service property and illegally shot that bear. The transporting of the bear was a violation of the Lacey Act. Pled guilty, $10,000 fine, and 2-year suspension from Alaska. He also, 2 years ago, was banned from hunting in California in 2010 because he harvested a spike buck over bait. The guy's just not too bright because he puts all this on TV.
Yeah, with the high profile that he has, he needs to make sure he covers himself more than the average law.
You think?
He should just obey the law no matter what, but, you know. Yeah, what I was going to say is I heard the comments you played of Romney, and I don't pretty much conservatives are pretty lukewarm to Romney because he's no conservative, trust me. And coming from Massachusetts, which has some of the strictest gun laws in the country, I mean, I'm sure the NRA people were kind of rolling their eyes when he was saying whatever he was saying, because he has to come in there and tell them what they need to hear to get their support, you know. And I'm sure, well, you know, ultimately anybody is better on guns than Obama would be.
Right.
And in an unchecked second term, I'm afraid Obama will go for the...
Oh, I have no doubt. No doubt.
And you can see it right now with the sale of guns and ammunition.
Exactly.
They're already, you know, hedging their bets on this guy. And just far as ammunition prices right now, it's absolutely insane. I mean,
yep.
Thought after the last election, you couldn't find a bullet anywhere after he was elected. And the Supreme Court is also an issue. Hopefully these conservative justices will hang on life support if they have to until for another 4 years. we only won Heller by one vote. Okay,
so that's right. Well, yeah, I understand that.
And that's four Supreme Court justices that pretty much say the Second Amendment doesn't support the individual right.
Right, exactly.
And then the collective right means the government,
right?
Which is the first part of the Second Amendment, which the part they like. They don't like, you know.
Oh, hey, look, there's a fight. There's no question. No question.
What I think conservatives have to do is they can't take their marbles and walk home on election day. They've got to go vote where they have to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They held their nose on McCain, and you're going to have to get Grandma and your Aunt Sue and Uncle Joe, and if you have to pull them down there in a wheelbarrow to vote. in November because it's going to take everybody.
Exactly right. Well, I think once a nomination is locked up, and I don't know why we're on presidential politics other than the fact that Ted Nugent shot his mouth off again. But, you know, I agree with you 100% that, you know, you've got to get out there and exercise your franchise. You just have to. And I think once the nomination is locked up, once the conventions are over and we're in the final run-up, you know, the last 2 months, I think things will work out because we cannot. This country, I don't know, will survive another 4 years under this current administration, but our rights will be severely, severely restricted.
Well, I think that he has nothing to lose in this next term.
Exactly, and he said as much to Medvedev or whatever the guy's name is.
Exactly.
He said as much. Look, the guy's never lied about what he's for.
Oh, I know. That's what.
And, you know, everybody just kind of blows it off. And, you know, you look at the guy and he says, you know, well, you know, gas prices are going to have to go up. Your electricity bill is going to skyrocket because we're going to do away with coal. And he takes steps to do it.
I know. It's so funny because there's so many people around me there. I'm so shocked he did this. I'm like, why are you shocked? He said he was going to do it. I cannot believe.
Right.
You know, I get on him. I say, you know what? You still believe that the system works. That's your problem. And
hey, Glenn. You're politically involved. You're politically interested, okay? That you make a perfect, because we're running out of time here real quick, and I wanted to get this in. Today, on April 17th, that was Tuesday, the Sportsman's Heritage Act of 2012 was passed with strong bipartisan support, vote of 274 to 146 in the House of Representatives, okay? Do you know what the Sportsman's Heritage Act is?
No, I don't.
All right, I want you to write this down. H.R. 4089. H.R. 4089. Let me tell you what some of this includes. It's a bundle. It's a bundle of bills. Okay, here are a couple things. Requires hunting and recreational shooting and fishing to be recognized activities on all Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management lands. Protects recreational shooting on national monuments under the jurisdiction of the Bureau of Land Management. Amends the Marine Mammal Protection Act to allow hunters who legally harvested polar bears in Canada prior to its listing under the Endangered Species Act to purchase permits in order to transport their trophies into the U.S. And it clarifies that the Environmental Protection Agency does not have the jurisdiction to regulate lead components found in either traditional ammunition or fishing tackle. That's just part of that. Now, what
I am aware of that now. I didn't know it was under that name.
Yeah, H.R. 4089 passed in the House of Representatives. It was a bundle bill. If you'd like, folks, listeners, if you'd like to have this information, go to either one of two sources. You can go to the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation site, sportsmanslink.org, or you can go to my website, www.marylandhuntingquarterly.com. And it's right there on the right side of the homepage. It's the lead story. You can click right to the press release from the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. From that, you can click to the letter that was signed by the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation and 37 other organizations. And there's another click on there that'll take you to a link to learn more about H.R. 4089. Let's hope the Senate will pass this very important piece of legislation for sportsmen. There you go.
That's good. Does Jeff Crane still...
Jeff Crane's still the president. I emailed Jeff yesterday and asked him...
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I asked him for permission to steal press release separating... or you know, anyway, let's see. All right.
That's good. Well, I just wanted to let you know that everybody, even if you don't like Romney, I think a lot of it's going to depend on his vice presidential pick, too. He's got to get somebody that has good, strong conservative credentials because that's what McCain had to do.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well,
all right. Hey, look. Thanks, Glenn. See ya. All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Here you go. Our fisheries director sent me a picture of himself in camo. He said he's turkey hunting and listening to the show. He has he got his earpiece coming out of his picture. He said, I heard two gobble, but way in the distance on the property I can hunt. Isn't that interesting? That's pretty cool. I have an online picture. Let's see. The news just reported that the red eyes that were seen in Frederick County, Maryland last night was Ted Nugent crawling towards Washington, D.C. Gotta love it. All right, Walt in Catonsville. What's up, Walt?
Good morning.
How are you?
Hi. way, I called you last Saturday, and you asked me to call you back and tell you about I was taking some kids crappie fishing.
Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
Well, we didn't have any luck crappie fishing, but we did catch one bass.
Okay.
So what I did to make sure that we had some fish to eat is I put a $20 bill on the end of my ultralight and threw it over the counter at a place in Dundalk.
Yeah, did they throw you a fish back over?
We got some fish. But in fact, I went back myself this week out in Howard County.
Right.
And I was throwing a couple of lures, and in about 2.5 hours, I caught about 20 bass between 10 and 15 inches, and I caught two good ones other than that.
Well, good.
I had one other question.
Yep.
What's the deal out in a lake in Harrod County where you catch stripers?
You're talking about Piney Run. That's in Carroll County. Yeah, they're freshwater stripers, just like are in Liberty. And they've been stocked in there for years, and they got some pretty good ones out of there.
I know they do.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. Can you take them? Or?
Yeah, you can take them as long as it's legal. Yeah, I mean you gotta look at the rule book.
Do you know what the dates are on the hybrids?
They're not hybrids. They're purebreds.
Oh, are they spawning in there?
Yep, they sure are. They're in Liberty and in, they're in Liberty here in Maryland, the two freshwater impoundments where they spawn. Sure is.
Huh. Do you know what the season is on them?
Walt, I have to look. I have to look. I'm running way out of time right now.
Okay.
So, but I appreciate the call. I'll get that for you. Okay?
Bye-bye.
Thanks. There he goes. Andy in Catonsville, buddy. I'm sorry, I just don't have time to do it because I got to talk about our friends at Tochterman's in downtown Baltimore. 1925 Eastern Avenue. Look, they're all fishing all the time. They've got the giant trolling lures for striped bass and the trolling tackle to match. They've got a complete fly fishing section, which is absolutely the best stocked in the area, and all the flies for anything. They've got the experts that can tell you how to fish for bass, how to fish for stripers, how to fly fish for trout. They got a tremendous lure building room and fly tying room. You got to see it. 1925 Eastern Avenue. Same family name, same location since 1916. Largest selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses I've ever seen. Talk to the experts at Tochterman's. Make sure you check them out. Phone number 410-327-6942. 327-6942. Tochterman's, you'll be glad you did. Get out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award.